afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, from sea to shining sea and the shores to the shores beyond the shores, to that great, big, beautiful earth that is God's gift to us before us. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary and no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're Foreman Posse, and we're going to some very unique places today. We're going to go to the great beyond. We're going to go to Toronto Police Headquarters. We're going to go to Wuhan, China, and all the places in the world where the deep, dark, nefarious forces are pulling a massive, massive attack on the human race, on the global economy, to try to completely dominate and enslave us all. But we come with hope, a big hope, with a cure from the Lancet magazine for this plague that is before us. 2003, when they were researching SARS, they found it. There's only one problem. They're not going to tell you what it is, because it comes from God's Eden, and it can't be patented. So I imagine they've been working diligently over the years to pull some little molecules aside, change them and alter them slightly, and try to get them to work the way God's molecules work. And they're having some trouble, because it's probably not working. So they're quite prepared to let you suffer and die, when you could easily go and open the cupboard and pull out the cure. Last time was a fun time. Daniel was doing the first hour, and he stayed behind a little bit. And that was really nice. It was really nice, because we seldom get any opportunity to do things together, because I fill in when he's not here, and I'm in another country and far away, so we usually don't get the time to, just have fellowship and things like that. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed talking to Daniel and having this, beautiful experience to try to lead the world in a better direction with a heartfelt, decent man and just enjoy the time. But that day was a terrible day, and I didn't know how terrible it was until I was finished the show. And it was very heartrending, and it pointed out a much more serious disease than this COVID. It's the drug epidemic, the suicide crisis that is sweeping the lands, not just my land, your land, all the lands around the world, for people who are in desperation and don't know where to turn. And it hit me very hard because a man I mentored in his younger years decided to end his life that day. And even though I hadn't seen him for a long time, when I put him on the trail to life, I was so happy that I saved a soul and a man was reborn and he heard the word of the Lord and he moved on into a new life to be happy. He became a Toronto policeman. And that night when he finished work, or day when he finished work, he went into the garage at the police headquarters and shot himself, so they say. But you know how generally we all feel about the suicide deaths in the more enlightened culture. Only the Toronto Star used the word apparent, so I think even they were feeling, well, we haven't seen any facts or evidence. Maybe, maybe not. But a great man left this earth. A man that I mentored that took my values as a peace officer, the Andy of Mayberry kind of sheriff, into his job. And that's the way he practiced. And I don't like that term, law enforcement. Law enforcement sounds like the tax collectors in old Rome or the centurions who were there to make sure Christ was nailed to the cross. That just doesn't really sit well with me, because as a peace officer, I look at your primary job description as probably the biggest component being priest for the community, to help you heal, to help you develop into a better human being, to just help you conquer the demons and the monsters that may turn you to crime. or to lead you away from any sort of salvation or proper life. When you fix that, there is no need for this revolving door we call the court system, which only really profits the state by having slave labor or enforcing fines or enriching lawyers and establishing this giant court complex that really shouldn't be necessary in God's Eden. And that is a difficult pill to swallow, that we lost a good brother on that. So my old colleague, Constable Mike Austin, passed away that night. And I'll bear a heavy burden for that, because sometimes I wish I was walking by police headquarters a couple days before that happened. And, you know, I just wish there was some sort of magic that I could have run in there and say, you know, are you in trouble, brother? Do you need me again? Because I'm there for you if you need me. And whatever fire you're in, whatever burden you have, I will bear it with you because you're my brother. And you always will be. And when we approach life with a philosophy like that, we are a much better society, a much better community, a much better group of nations. And that's what really makes the difference. And there's probably a lot of people that are in the same boat, that are suffering, that are burdened with many burdens that they think there are no answers for, and that's probably why they choose that. And conveniently, in the interim, one of my favorite pastors, Dr. Charles Stanley from In Touch Ministry, was doing a series on brokenness. And I highly recommend this to anyone who is under this power or force of evil that is crushing you, or turning you to the dark side, where you look at the bottle or the pills or the needle as some sort of escape. It is no escape. The escape is with prayer, with God, following the teachings of Christ, with brotherly love. That is the cure. And it works, because I've mentored many people over the years and tried to turn their lives into something much, much better. The whole concept of brokenness is sometimes in the way we are or where we are doesn't suit what God needs us for, and that we have to be turned into something more valuable. And we're crushed to a point and reshaped into something else, to grow into something else. And when that happens, it's very painful, because maybe we wanted to be in a certain place or go in a certain direction. So it's kind of like a way of being reborn too, even if you are a Christian, as you're reborn into what God wants you to be. Because if I look back in my life and said, I'm going to be sitting here talking to you today, I never would have thought that possible. But God had to take me, crush me, reform me, and turn me into something to do this for his purposes. And part of that is to be the good shepherd, to protect Eden the way it is. I remember when I was finished with policing, in my prayers, God told me, I've got something far more important for you to police. But I'm only a young man then, and I don't understand. And he said, you're going to police the airwaves. And like a rebellious teenager, I almost laughed. The airwaves. I don't have a police car to do that. How am I going to police the airwaves? Because I didn't understand the power of propaganda, how this medium of communication is used to manipulate the minds of the young, to twist us or our morals away. It is probably the ultimate weapon, because it has been weaponized, and it was probably weaponized right from the very beginning. As one of my blogs states, when I did a blog on Marshall McLuhan, the great Canadian media scientist, there's stuff in Scripture that says Satan is the prince of the air. And when you think about that, especially when you're listening on radio, how does this signal get to your ear? It gets there through the air. And he dominates that means of communication. We are behind enemy lines by putting out truth and justice. And that's why we are crushed and attacked and vilified, because we are in a war. And Marshall McLuhan made that very, very clear, that World War III will be a guerrilla information war. with no distinction between military and civilian forces. This is the ultimate war of the building of the Antichrist system, ultimately, that will destroy us. Yesterday was the replay, so when I made my pancake breakfast this morning, Daniel got into some of this real ID stuff, which is really all the technology for the Mark of the Beast. Everything is coming along this way to turn us into the Mark of the Beast system. And when I think about great pastors in the past, many who are no longer with us, and all the instruction that they had for this, and how they had seen this so many years before, it was just a rumor or conspiracy theory back then. But this was coming like a freight train down the tracks. And we were unprepared. Most people are unprepared. But when you learn this, this was one of the first things that I knew, where God made me sheriff of something, to understand. As soon as I heard the word New World Order, way back in the 90s, when I lost my wife to divorce and was sent in a new direction, then I realized from what I read before in the Bible and what I heard from great Christian pastors, that we were in the thick of it. And I remember just dropping a box on the floor in the basement that didn't move for quite a big period of time to say, I have to roll up my sleeves and get to work to fight this monster, to protect the flock from harm, to save us from this brink of disaster where we will ultimately lose our mortal souls, that this is the greatest calling that could ever be. And I will deal with any privation, pain, suffering that could possibly be to do everything humanly possible to make sure that we are not enslaved. And our only weapons are microphones and speakers, because they're godly weapons. They cause no harm. They spread truth. And Jesus said very, very plainly that this truth would set us free. So to find it, refine it, discern it, and spread it around the world is the key to our rescue. When I went to Michael's funeral, I heard a lot of things. And then I realized, too, that it's almost like a time capsule that I look back into many years ago when I was in my 20s, that the policing genre, as well as the military to a great extent, is we're a two-dimensional type of thing. There's the left-right paradigm. There's what we perceive as good and evil. And that's it. And we have no concept of the fact of the deep-rooted, diabolical powers that invade government and control and manipulate us and seduce us into this New World Order, into this Mark of the Beast system, willingly. Because when they went through the desert, and they came to a point where Satan put their arm around them, and the devil spread his hand and said, all this can be yours. Without a flagging doubt, they said, yes, yes, yes. And I would say, no, no, no. And you know why? Because it's already mine. God gave it to us. And by subcontracting me to be your minion, to manage what I've already been given, is an insult to my intelligence. And shows me that Satan is nothing but a fraud. So we can never surrender our lives, our money, our property, our dignity, or our souls to Satan. My future daughter-in-law works in a small town in Ontario. And they're facing a massive suicide crisis in town. It's not a very big town either. It's got 8,000 or 9,000 people in it. And that so many people do not have this blessing that you have here today, Power Our Nation, is you can listen to people honestly, devoutly looking for the truth, honestly looking, searching for answers, as opposed to the pop culture world that most people live in. You have no idea the value of this. This pop culture world just makes me want to vomit. because there's nothing real in it. It's all made up. It's all imaginary. It's all just some sort of PR management game to basically distract you from what's really going on in the world, that you and it are being captured. And people just, they line up for this. They pay for this. And sometimes they pay deeply because they don't have any answers when the pressure comes. She met a man who was just destroyed with suicides in his family. His wife, his daughter, and some other people he knew. Everyone was gone except for him. And she asked him, she said, well, how come you didn't take your life after all this tragedy? And he said very clearly and succinctly, because I've got God. I believe in God. And Satan can't have me. And that is very, very important to remember. When it feels dark, when it feels like you're under pressure, when it feels like you're being crushed, pray, my friends, pray. Pray for strength. I prayed for Michael. He said, you were the first guy to ever pray for me. No one ever prayed for me. And I said, I'll pray for you, brother. I will pray that you find what you want in life. I won't let you drown. I'll pull your arm out. I will bear the pain with you. So there's probably no one on the planet Earth except for maybe his wife or a very close relative or perhaps a doctor who would know what was going on in his head. But I knew. And we got past those hurdles back then, and it was so beautiful to see that he did have a life. Short though it was, he died at 52. But in those years since I knew him, he lived. He had children. He loved them. They went places. They enjoyed all the kind of things that you could possibly imagine. And he was happy, very happy. And in that regard, I am happy because he had a life. And I pray to all of you out there who have ever felt this pressure to realize there is a God who loves you. There are people that love you. Maybe you just haven't found them yet, but they are out there. And when you go through this process of brokenness, it was called tempering when I went through it, but when this happens, it's not a bad thing. You're being remolded into something better, to serve God better, to serve humanity better, to be happier. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it isn't the train, it's God. And one of the most important persons I ever mentored was my own son, because coming from a broken home, he went through hell. And to see him now, to shed those tears together, to climb these mountains together, to look at him reach up now, to be happy, to be fulfilled, to find what he wanted to find in life that he never knew was there before, is a miracle. And that miracle came because one day he listened to his father and he listened to Dr. Charles Stanley. And I am very thankful to him that he got into a prayerful way of life, that he saw the answers, that he realized where the demons really come from, and to resist them because they are Satan. Satan is grabbing you, throwing you to the ground, and trying to manipulate you. It would just be like if you were mugged in the street. You fight with everything you have. You don't surrender. And that's the fight we're in, really, about the evil overtaking the world. We fight it with everything we have. The prayer is the most important weapon at our disposal. God is very powerful, and he is there. And it's nice to see that that is used properly. Here at the Power Hour, Daniel is in need of prayer. This station, all the time, is in need of prayer. Uncle Kevin and Daniel are away to do what they have to do to fight this battle, as the brokenness probably tries to squeeze them too, where Satan's minions attack, in whatever way, I'm not sure. But pray for them. Pray for the people around the station. Pray for the people who listen. Because we are one nation, one family, under God, indivisible, regardless of our respective nations. Because that is the ultimate nations, God's nation. He created us. He gave us this Eden. It's all ours. And Satan can't subcontract it to us. Only the evil ones would even think for a moment to take the water that God gave us for free, the air, to try to form a corporation to sell it to us, sell us something that is really ours in the first place. And this is the battle. And if we all join together, there's no way we can be defeated. No way at all. And this, as Churchill used to call it, the black dog depression, it can be defeated. I believe firmly that the people who are most valuable to God and to the world are the ones who are attacked without mercy, even when they are very young. It's almost like Satan knows that you've got an answer or a solution, and he tries to trap you and to suck you into some bad direction so that you can't be of use. So when you feel it, look at it as a mathematical relationship in a way. The more he attacks you, the more valuable you are. So don't ever think you're not valuable when that comes for you. It means you are the most valuable. And that's why you have to persevere and beat it and be able to share it with friends and all the people around you and influence a giant circle of life, because ultimately we choose life, the life God gave us. We don't choose fear. We don't choose defeat. Those are not options. It is life, success, win, win, win. We win through prayer and by loving the rest of humanity, our brothers and sisters, and they can't get between us. We are the ultimate wall to keep out evil from entering our sphere of influence, our world, and subverting it into something else. That is the wall, the prayer wall. Nothing can build it. It's there already for our use. And when we use it, nothing can break it. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. One nation, still under God, still indivisible, undefeated, taking back our Eden from evil. We'll see you on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the latter part of the hour is going to be the editor and manager and head honcho of Consortium News, Joel Loria. And I never realized how many articles I've read from Consortium News because you just didn't think about it. So now I have to plant like little seeds in my head to go, you know, how am I going to remember this better with my temporary Alzheimer's and all this sort of thing? So they make a big thing out of their news network being CN as opposed to CNN, which is the lying media whores of Babylon. And, you know, you only need a CNN. You don't need another one. Don't stutter on that one. Because they've covered a lot of good things. One thing that, you know, they took the Canadian government to court for with a libel notice because of things that they said about, you know, that they were working for the Russians or whatever. Everybody's, if you don't agree with me, you're working for the Russians. God bless them. Great move. Another thing they're doing is they're one of the few news networks that's really making an issue out of the fact that Julian Assange is in custody. And probably being abused, tortured, drugged, and God only knows what else by the agents of Satan. In my book, he's probably one of the, you know, greatest heroes in the world who took on the deep state, as it's known, the swamp, by revealing things that probably had a great influence in the election last and probably could have a great effect in the election next. But as Daniel said in the rebroadcast yesterday, well, the man who did Clinton cash is working on the Bidens. And why do we have to be suckered into just having various forms of organized crime networks to vote for? So you can have Mafia 1 or Mafia 2. Oh, what if you say, I don't want a Mafia? Is that not an option? Can't I vote for something that isn't a crime cartel from Chicago or Arkansas or something like that? Don't I have that option? And I always came up with like a joke about that to a lot of people, no matter what country you live in. How do you tell an honest politician? How do you discern the good one from the bad one? Well, he's probably the one with a bullet hole in him. And if God loved him, he survived. And that's about what you can choose from. Another great American went down as well in relatively recent history. And I didn't realize that at first till I was searching for something, and then I found his name, and I go, oh, gee, I wonder what happened to him. And then I find out he passed away.
And it brings tears to your heart, even though I didn't know the man. But I know he had guts. His name was William Shanley. And William Shanley sued mainstream media and the government for Sandy Hook. So he put the shoe on the other foot, because now they use the law to go after people who want to know what happened there. And he took a very definitive stand, and YouTube went by and just cleaned house. So about the only thing you can find is something at the very, very beginning when he didn't really know what happened yet or even have any suspicions. But as soon as he started this lawsuit, they used the law against him. He was arrested for some frivolous charges, put in prison. His life crashed. When he got out, he had no one standing at his side. He ended up homeless. You remember the guy who was the superintendent at the World Trade Center? I heard him on Power Hour way, 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 way back when those beautiful days when Joyce was alive. He had the master key, and he went and opened the door so people could get out, that they wouldn't be trapped. And he ended up homeless. One day you meet the president, the next day you end up homeless, because you knew the truth. And as I recall, too, he passed away early. But Mr. Shanley left something for us. It's a video he did. He was a movie maker. The made-for-TV election, 1980. It shows you how the news media lie. At that day, it was ABC, NBC, CBS. How they twist and manipulate things. And how they put out the mind matrix to control the election between these competing crime barons. It is humorous, accurate, and it's done by a very young Martin Sheen. It goes way back to 1980 and the politics around there. Very, very well worth the effort. We have promotions at the Power Hour, and these promotions build a better world, make you healthier, bring us back to where we belong. So 10% off NAHS products, 10% off Miracle Skin Heal-On PF 15 milliliters and Miracle Skin LAM Cream 1 ounce, Heart Month Specials, 10% off Strauss Heart Drops. Strauss New Products for February 2020, 15% off. Strauss Cardio Support, 7.6 fluid ounces. Strauss Kidney Support, 7.6 fluid ounces. And put something a little more godly into your body's gas tank and see what happens. You'll probably see it running a whole lot more efficiently. And I guess while I have you in my clutches, I came across an article through one of my researchers, and I've got some great researchers, don't kid yourself, and he found a Lancet article, that's the British medical journal that rivals the New England Journal of Medicine, probably two of the top ones, and they're hardly conspiracy rags or anything, and I wasn't the best at chemistry, so I'll do my best to pronounce the big words. Glycyrrhizin, an active component of licorice roots and the replication of SARS-associated coronavirus. And it comes with a beautiful picture showing nice, clean, healthy tissue, then infected tissue, and then the application of 4,000 micrograms, I imagine, per liter of glycyrrhizin, which is an acid, treating infected cells, and then clean tissue after that, and then treatment with 1,000 micrograms per liter of glycyrrhizin, and maybe about 85-90% of those evil monsters knocked out. I'd say that's probably something you can take to the bank. And you know what? You get good old-fashioned pure licorice at some type of decent store to eat with your kids. You're doing everybody a big favor. It also probably comes in supplements. I bought it in supplements and got it stashed away for the big one, if we get to the big one, because it came from God's garden. And it probably works, and they're not going to tell anybody. I wrote the owner of the cruise ship that's in Japan, never heard back from them because they're smarter than I am, and they'll probably keep everybody in the plague until they all die or whatever, and nobody's ever going to want to go on that ship again, so they'll probably have to scrap it or do the Titanic trick and sink it in the ocean somewhere. But they say, well, try it. Nobody's going anywhere. Just put it on the menu. Licorice little things all over the place and see what happens. Maybe it could save you tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, but they're real smart, I imagine, and they probably don't listen to the truth because it'd set you free. maybe free from the dock you're tied up to. And we're liberated from this. It's a very, very tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive, as I understand it. And this coronavirus was talked about, believe it or not, at a City of London meeting in 2005. It's an old virus. I wanted to bring on an academic to talk about ARS from the Korean War era, artificial respiratory syndrome, which has been improved significantly over the years, which was used as a bioweapon by U.S. forces. He was a professor at York University here in Toronto and wrote a book on U.S. biological warfare. But unfortunately, he passed away before I could get my hooks into him. He was in his 90s, so it's not like it was unexpected. And it's a terrible shame, but I would highly recommend that book to learn the deep, dark secrets. But at a meeting in 2005 in the City of London, which isn't a city like you know it. There's three cities in the world, Washington, the Vatican, and the City of London. And there's something in Revelation talks about a city being divided into three parts. Scratch your head and think about that one, that they are very important cities. And in this meeting, a military officer heard the elites talking about China catching a cold. And the whole concept of this bioweapon, coal, that was to be deployed was to get them to get angry and counterattack and start a limited nuclear war so that we could turn on the police state mechanism on steroids that even President Bush couldn't have dreamed of after 9/11. That was the plan. And two countries were selected. China, and as I see in my Power Hour news today, Iran. And nobody is really making a big hue and cry about the Iran version, but they wanted us to get suckered into this Hegelian dialectic, create a crisis, propose a solution to bring us into our own enslavement, which is completely contradictory to the teachings of Jesus, as I recall. Coronavirus in North Korea could be much more lethal than in China, and that's true because that's where they originally planted this. North Korea doesn't have the medical equipment facilities to really deal with this because of the sanctions that we put on people. So by practicing a satanic type of head noogie, by bringing in these sanctions, basically we could be punishing ourselves. And that was, you know, a big radio shows I did on Richard Serrett's The Conspiracy Show twice. It took that long to get the message through. About the prophecies of Gang Il-sung, the Korean mystic. And he talked about a great disease being in the Korean Peninsula and how Americans would take it home and how it would destroy us. Very interesting things. And then shortly after I did that show, I think somebody listened because then somehow we got to the peace table and got to talk to North Korea. And as Winston Churchill said, it's better to jaw-jaw than to war-war. Very, very true. UN troops featured in world military games in Wuhan, China, weeks before the coronavirus outbreak. And this is something that always seems to be a common denominator, as President Bush used to say with his, it has all the hallmarks of a deeper, darker plot. Russia keeps stockpiling gold bullion as prices continue to surge. I don't really think about gold in dollars. Once you get into the gold or precious metals of any sort, you're in a new currency. It's called ounces. And dollars mean nothing. My grandfather, who survived the Depression, always talked about dollars mean nothing with hyperinflation, deflation, such and such and such. An acre of land is an acre of land. It grows so much food. An ounce of gold is an ounce of gold. It buys, you know, in his day they would talk about a suit. Maybe you get a good few of them now. But this is a real intrinsic, biblically based value system that goes back a long, long time. And you either have it or you don't. I live in a country where Canada doesn't. We're probably one of the lowest gold-holding nations in the world, if not the lowest now. Because I think they found an old sock with some old coins. They even sold those because our leaders are smart. It's like the executives on that cruise line. They are so smart that when it hits the fan, our pockets are empty. We got no gold. It's So I guess there'll be an emergency crisis. Maybe we'll have to send the army into some of our gold mines to get it out or open some old closed ones so we don't all freeze and die in the street. Outbreak. Region with no COVID-19. And you notice how they changed the name the day after I did the show last time? Because I said the way it was before added up to 666 and multiple versions. Can't do that now. But the region with no things, they're talking about the Iranian city of Qom. And when they talk about these, that people have no things, they're not testing them properly. It's like some people had this disease when they tested them with the test kit that they use, even though they had it. One, as I recall, like they tested somebody five times. It wasn't until the fifth time that they proved he had it, and that was because they did a CAT scan. So this test is wholly unreliable, which is another piece of bad news. Sri Lanka says it will withdraw from UN rights resolution. That is a tough country to be in. They've been in a hell of a war with the Tamil Tigers and such. And I know a young man who escaped from there. He's a brilliant young fellow. And it's just one of those modern-day miracles where you're able to get out of Dodge as a young person and survive and turn your life around into something else. The atrocities committed there were unbelievable. Like anywhere we fight over Satan's rule and the money barons. But one thing he did tell me was they had all the answers in Sri Lanka written in ancient texts about what all the godly cures are. That's something very interesting to look at. And maybe a reason why there could be some pressure to destroy them as a civilization so that those cures, ideas, and rationales will never be known or seen in the conflict. He said they went after libraries significantly. Netanyahu corruption trial to begin amid national elections. Well, he's living proof to my theory that pretty much all leaders and governments are just basically criminal cabals. And I really don't have much use for any of these people. You know, when I listen to people just boil over about politicians, it makes me ill because I know what they really are in their heart. They're the best liars and grafters known to mankind, with few exceptions, because it's got to have the big money behind them to get into play. Can you imagine? I come up to you and I say, I want you to have some type of government post, and you're going to take a 90% pay cut. And you got to work five times harder, always be on call, travel all over the place, hardly ever see your family again. I think a lot of people would just laugh in your face. But I give you the keys to the treasury, and you can help yourself. All right, I'll do it. Well, not me personally, but someone will. Roger Stone sentencing underway. Trump, again, tweeting about unfairness. It is very unfair. This was a persecution, not a prosecution. This is just all the hallmarks of a lynching. We hate someone, we don't like someone, and we go after them. And if we don't have anything to go after them for, we make it up. Justice, as I recall, was blind. And when you resort to that, you're no better than any lynch mob that ever lived any time in history. Dems can't say candidate with most delegates should be the nominee. Because by and large, just like anything else, this is some sort of game to put in some sort of power structure that one side of the left-right paradigm can control. And when you go back into history in California, Jimmy Jones and his cult were hardcore controllers of the Democratic Party back then. Hardcore. And two of their offspring are major players in Washington. Major players. And they run like a cult. Is that, you know, a far-off look that the Democratic Party isn't a cult, the way they act, react, and form violent mobs in the street? A lot of conservatives may not agree with you, they may not like you, but they're not going to chase you down the street with sticks and stones and harass you to this extent. Because probably most of them are Christians, and they just look at, you're on your journey, and I'm on mine, and we'll see who gets where when. Trump rips into mini Michael Bloomberg's stumbling debate performance. Billionaires used to have a saying, $1, one vote. And obviously, he's got a few billion. And he's just one of these power mongers, like most of them. They just don't have the skill set. When you think back about who was a decent person who should be president, in recent past, to me, Ron Paul always comes to the top of the list. Decent, hardworking, devoted, Christian, a doctor who served humanity. He was a real true leader. He's just not one of these pop stars that's either going to buy his way in or manipulate his way in. He just talked a good fight and lived a good life and wanted that peace and prosperity for not only Americans but the whole world. And by him being shunned by corporate media, we were enslaved. Democrats skipped foreign policy, national security at the Nevada debate. Well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest, because the only thing they do is get into these emotional sound bites of the cult, or, you know, saying, because pretty much all police states are a political party of a cult, and everybody's got to put their right hand up when the boss comes in and say certain words, or you just don't belong. And it's got to be better than that. Why can't the best person win once in a while? When you go to the obscure parties, and you only hear them on the Power Hour, where it frequently is, you know, someone to come in as a debate, like libertarians or the Constitution Party or something like that, that, you know, you hear really decent people who know the Constitution, who know the law, who know the issues, and are far better candidates than any of the ones from the corporate-controlled major parties. It's a no-brainer to me. I always vote for the most obscure person who's never on the news, because they're probably honest. Why are 712 people in Washington State being monitored for coronavirus infections but not tested? Well, part of that is the great grand conspiracy, of course. They want this to go out. It's part of the great mind manipulation of this disease. Yes, it is statistically close to zero, but never let a good crisis go to waste, especially a medical plague. Watchdog, Hunter Biden scandal is not going away. There's strong evidence of criminal misconduct. It is. That was in Judicial Watch. These people are just asset looters of nation states. Al Capone was not even a choir boy by comparison to these people. They instigated a major war that has destroyed and almost turned into a completely failed state, the Ukraine, and ruined millions of lives. And they've done worse in Middle East countries, Syria being one of the main ones, too. It is just unbelievable that they can get away with the most ultimate crimes. And it's never on the evening news. They're looked at as saints. Trump rejects claim that he offered Assange a pardon. Well, that's too bad, because I would have offered him a pardon right from the get-go. Right from the get-go, because it's about the truth. And anyone who reveals it should not be in prison. Asian stocks slip as virus regional spread spooks investors. That's part of the process. It's like that book that Ayn Rand wrote, Atlas Shrugged. There's an economic engine to the world, and this economic engine, to a great extent, is China. And there was a secret meeting, well, not that secret, it's there, but this mainstream media doesn't talk about it too much, that talked about these types of affairs. It was the Munich Security Conference. They followed on from Davos as well, the Davos Conference, where all the elites go to talk about how they're going to dominate us. And at this thing, they came up with a new word, West. Lessness, that they're going to crash the global economy. You just have to look at the picture of the Munich Security Conference program or article. It just had the torch of the Statue of Liberty crossed with a burning flare from a rioter in the street, and in the background, everybody rioting over stuff, the collapse of the Western economy. And you can see where they're taking us. It's the end of Western civilization as we know it, and how they're going to prepare for it and probably profit by it and enslave us for it. And that wasn't on 60 Minutes. That isn't talked about anywhere. It's talked about at the Power Hour, because we want to give you the power, because you should be deciding and ruling your own destiny. Dollar tramples yen and everything else in its path. Well, that's part and parcel of it, too, if there is a kibono America would do well with China being going to the shower room in the big game of the economy, and their currencies and related currencies will be weakened, and the dollar will be stronger. So, as they said, ki bono, who benefits? Who benefits? Did it, and they did it in Korea a long time ago. It's their germ. It's their disease. Maybe they did it again. And Trump said it would go away. Just like in the book by Dean Koontz, where he talked about this great plague in 1981. And it's just amazing that that can happen. The book was called The Eyes of Darkness, and they invent this germ, and it's in Wuhan, called the Wuhan 400. In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived and attack again 10 years later. Predictive programming, to say the least. To say the most, Power Hour Nation. See you on the other side with our guest, Joe Loria, Consortium News, and we will give you the keys to unlock your chain. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.